KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
We have some clouds off to our west and south this morning. Otherwise, mostly clear skies and 5 degrees above zero. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. We do look for skies to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a chance of scattered flurries, a high of 28. In the news, sheriff's officials in Adams County arrested a couple from Corning at around 10:40 p.m. Wednesday in connection with a case of child endangerment. Bradley William Herring of Corning was arrested on felony charges of child endangerment resulting in serious injury and willful injury. Amanda Jo Herring, also of Corning, was arrested for interference with official acts and compounding a felony. Both of those charges are aggravated misdemeanors. The pair were being held in the Adams County Jail without bond until being seen by a magistrate. Early this Wednesday morning, Adams County deputies were dispatched to a reported vehicle in the ditch near 272nd and Highway 25. Upon further investigation, Clinton White of Apton was arrested for OWI first offense. White was also cited for open container, failure to maintain control, and having no insurance. And at around 10:20 a.m. Wednesday, a traffic stop in Adams County on Highway 25 near 272nd Street resulted in the arrest of Christine Deason of Mount Air. She was arrested for driving under suspension. The Creston Police Department reports 39-year-old Demian Garrison of Creston was arrested this morning at around 3:45 a.m. Garrison was taken into custody for driving while suspended and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was being held in the Union County Jail on a $600 bond. And no injuries were reported after a pickup truck struck a concrete wall Wednesday afternoon on East Mill Street in Creston. Authorities say 15-year-old Aiden John Filer of Creston was driving a 2006 GMC New Sierra C150 pickup east on Mill Street at around 3:45 p.m. when he lost control of the vehicle, which went off the road and into the south ditch before hitting a concrete wall. The teen was wearing his seatbelt. Damage to the vehicle was estimated at $3,000. There were no citations issued. A woman who apparently blacked out at the wheel crashed her 2014 Honda Accord into the loading dock of the Creston Fairway store Wednesday morning. Creston police say 74-year-old Mary Jo Dorgan of Creston complained of pain following the crash that happened at around 11 a.m. She was transported by her husband to the Greater Regional Medical Center in Creston to be checked out. Dorgan was westbound on Montgomery Street and began to turn left onto Walnut when her car ran off the road and into the loading dock. She told police she didn't remember what happened. Damage to the vehicle amounted to $3,000. The police report did not indicate the extent of damage, if any, to the loading dock, and there were no citations issued. The Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported that two accidents had occurred during Monday's snowstorm. At around 11:30 a.m., a single vehicle accident occurred on westbound Interstate 80. Officials say a 2008 Toyota Highlander, owned and driven by 49-year-old Long Nuk Yen of Des Moines, was westbound on I-80 when the driver lost control of the vehicle on the snow. The car entered the north ditch and struck a tree. Nguyen was transported to the Cass County Hospital by medevac. Damage to the vehicle was estimated at $8,000. And just before noon on Monday, a two-vehicle accident happened on I-80 eastbound. A 2008 Pontiac Grand Prix driven by 22-year-old Johnny Wilson of Omaha was traveling eastbound when he braked for slowing traffic in front of him. A 2011 Chevy Impala, owned and driven by 23-year-old Charles Scott Reddy of Des Moines, attempted to pass Wilson's vehicle and came into contact with the rear driver's side of Wilson's vehicle. Both vehicles then began to spin on the slick road and ended up in the median. There were no injuries reported. Damage to Wilson's vehicle was estimated at $4,500, while Reddy's vehicle sustained $5,000 damage. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest on February 1st of 34-year-old Christopher Leon Bomer of Atlantic on a felony charge of possession of marijuana, third or subsequent offense, and a serious misdemeanor OWI first offense charge. Bomer was brought to the Cass County Jail and released later that day on $5,000 bond. On February 2nd, Cass County deputies arrested 31-year-old Ashley Chantel Nicole Hedrick of Denison on a district court warrant for a probation violation. Hedrick was taken to the Cass County Jail, where she remains held on $15,000 bond. On February 6th, deputies in Cass County arrested 18-year-old Colin Edward Peterson of Atlantic on an Atlantic Police Department felony warrant for theft in the second degree. He remained held in the jail Tuesday on $5,000, or rather Wednesday, I should say, on $5,000 bond. That same day, 53-year-old Randall Joe Connery of Atlantic was arrested on a district court warrant for probation violation. Connery was taken to the Cass County Jail and remains held on $50,000 bond. Ottoman Police Chief Matt Starmer reports the arrest on Tuesday of 39-year-old Joshua Robert Saunders of Ottoman. Saunders was arrested and charged with possession of marijuana, third or more offenses, possession of marijuana within 1,000 feet of a school, and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was transported to the Ottoman County Jail and held on a $2,000 bond. The incident remains under investigation with further charges pending. And on Monday, 24-year-old Jordan Thomas Best of Ottoman was arrested on an outstanding warrant for failure to appear in court. Best appeared before the magistrate, pled guilty, and was released with a fine. Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers said yesterday that a Page County Sheriff's deputy was injured during an assault at the jail on Tuesday. The deputy suffered a fracture in the nasal cavity area of his face and was treated at the Clarinda Regional Health Center's emergency department. The deputy was then released from the hospital and has since returned to duty. The incident began a little after 1 a.m. Tuesday when Clarinda Police and Page County Sheriff's deputies responded to investigate an assault that occurred at 506 East Tarkio Street. After responding, officers and deputies arrested 26-year-old Michael Ryan Whedon of Clarinda for assault resulting in bodily injury to a 17-year-old male juvenile at the residence. The juvenile did not require medical treatment. While being booked into the Page County Jail, Whedon struck a Page County Sheriff's deputy in the face with a closed fist. Whedon has additionally been charged with assault on a peace officer resulting in bodily injury and resisting arrest resulting in bodily injury. He was being held in the Page County Jail on $5,000 bond. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that a traffic stop Tuesday afternoon resulted in a pursuit. The deputy had attempted to stop a Porsche Cayenne at around 1:35 p.m. for having no front license plate. When the vehicle failed to yield, a pursuit ensued for about 8 miles. The driver, 26-year-old Dylan Hoffman of Council Bluffs, eventually crashed the expensive SUV into a marked Pott County Sheriff's Cruiser near Macedonia at 370th and Pioneer Trail and was placed into custody. Hoffman's been charged with eluding, driving while license under suspension, possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, and OWI first offense. He was also had two outstanding warrants for probation violation out of Council Bluffs. A deputy seized a baggie of meth and a glass pipe with a white residue inside the vehicle. The sheriff's office reports also 41-year-old Brandy Michelle Portry of Council Bluffs was arrested at around 4 p.m. Tuesday on a warrant for contempt of court failure to appear. She was located at the Pott County Courthouse and transported to the Pott County Jail. Also arrested at the courthouse was 37-year-old Melson Antonio Arvalo of Council Bluffs. He was arrested on a warrant for domestic assault first offense. And 42-year-old David Lee Frazier of Council Bluffs was arrested at around 11:15 p.m. Tuesday on a warrant for a compulsory education violation, first offense. The man was taken into custody after he returned to the scene of a property damage accident that resulted in $1,500 damage to his vehicle, which slid off the road at Big Lake Park. Frazier was also cited for failure to maintain control. Authorities say alcohol was a factor in the accident. Because he tested within the legal limit, though, no charges were filed on that particular offense. In other news, Cass County Landfill Director Brandy Miracle on Wednesday spoke about the issues concerning long-term financing the facility is working to resolve. And speaking with KJAN's Jim Field during our Heartbeat Today program, Miracle said the tipping fees at the landfill are insufficient to meet their needs if they are to remain viable. She said that they're about to construct a slightly less than one-acre cell with a liner to protect the groundwater for about $400,000.
All of these costs keep increasing. We don't have the revenue to be able to back up those increase. Because we only bring in so much tonnage each year, we only bring in about 8,000 ton a year. It's a very small landfill. If you compare that to, say, Carroll County with their agreements of their surrounding landfills, they bring in about 57,000 ton a year. It's a huge difference. And as populations in rural areas decline, we're not going to see that tonnage increase ever. It's going to keep decreasing. So for us, we have to look long range and say, how else are we going to financially support this utility and be responsible to our residents in the county?
That doesn't take into account the regulations and rules that are coming down the road from the DNR and EPA.
The DNR is constantly moving our targets all the time. And when they change a permit requirement or something like that, it also trickles down to, it's not just a change in a permit requirement. It means that the engineering costs will also go up in order to address those factors.
All of the communities in Cass County and the unincorporated areas are part of a 28E cost-sharing agreement to support the landfill as necessary. To help with the costs, Miracle said the landfill's board set the fee at $12 per person per year. The City of Atlantic will assess $0.38 per $1,000 of valuation to pay its share. But not all the cities in the county are using property taxes to pay for their share. The tipping fees themselves will remain unchanged at $10 minimum, depending on the size of a pickup load, or $100 per ton. And she said that they're always evaluating our operations to make sure the landfill is as efficient as possible and keep it viable for our future. And she said that they will be constantly updating their 10-year plan as well to adjust costs as necessary. Atlantic City Administrator John Lund said last week that people should notice the change on their property tax bill beginning with January of 2019. And Mayor Jones said the City of Atlantic will contribute about $85,000, the rural county $42,000. Atlantic will receive its first bill at the end of the first quarter, which is in September of this year. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.